Craig Bailey.
Good morning, Sherman. How are you?
Well, what shall we talk about today?
It's too bad that nothing interesting has happened over the last week in the world of Pink Floyd that would give us something to talk about.
Absolutely nothing whatsoever. I was chomping at the bit to talk to you today. I'm like, man, you know, we had this conversation last week about me asking you, I'm like, will Gilmour come to the States anytime? You're like, well, I don't know. There's a rumor going around. And then not 2 days later, it comes out that the new album is going to be coming out.
Well, I've been saying for years now that there's never going to be a new album under the name of Pink Floyd of new material. So I don't know anything. I have been made a liar because I guess we should say for people who haven't heard, there's a new Pink Floyd album coming out this fall. The news broke last weekend. I think the news came out before the band really planned on it coming out. I don't know if leaked is the right word, but the first I heard of it was last, I think it was Saturday. Polly Sampson, who's the wife of David Gilmour, who's also been his writing partner for the past couple of decades, she tweeted it. She said, oh, by the way, the new Pink Floyd album is titled The Endless River.
I can't imagine that Gilmour gave the okay to do that. I would think that, you know, it would be better coming from him.
You would think. Yeah. I mean, that's I don't know if it was a mistake on her part. I don't know if it was a planned mistake because it certainly worked. I mean, it was everywhere. I say there's new material. There's sort of a caveat. This is stuff that was originally recorded for the most part 20 years ago during the Division Bell session. I think that they used some of this stuff during intermission and pre-show stuff during the Pulse tour. So it's based on that stuff recorded 20 years ago. They've been adding to it, of course, reworking it, and they've added vocals to at least one track. But they are saying that it's going to be mostly instrumental, sort of an ambient thing, and it's supposed to come out in October.
Do you think that there's going to be any tour? I know that you've said no before, but I mean, can you really say no now?
I don't want to be made a liar again, but I still have to believe that no, I don't think there's going to be a tour.
Man, there's got to be. There has to be just one more time around.
I mean, one problem, of course, is, and this is obvious, but I mean, Rick Wright is on these recordings, a keyboardist for the band, and he passed away in 2008. So if it were to tour, we would have presumably David Gilmour and the drummer Nick Mason and a collection of other musicians in theory. Now, there's nothing wrong with that per se, but it's sort of like, at what point do you still call it a Pink Floyd tour, you know?
Well, either way, if it's 20 years old, it hasn't been on an album yet, so still count it as new. Take what you can get.
Yes, absolutely.
Better than what we had before. Well, with all this news, what do you got coming up on the show tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, let's see. We're going to remember the summer of 2007, actually, when Roger Waters performed at an event called Live Earth. So we've got something from that performance. Also some live David Gilmour. We got a soundtrack version of Number from the Wall, alternate mix of that, and some other stuff as well.
They're coming back. They got to come back, Craig. They got to.
Cross your fingers. I don't know. I'm not going to say no because then I made a liar. I look foolish.
Do you have any idea what those ticket prices would be? Astronomical.
Yeah. It'd be those nutty kind of things where, you know, well, I don't want to even think about it.
Well, either way, you can listen to Craig for free tomorrow night.
That's
and
right.
Every Saturday night right here on 103.9 The Fox at 11 o'clock tomorrow night. Craig Bailey, it was an absolute pleasure talking to you about this today.
We'll talk more about it in the future, I'm sure. Shine on.